didn't know how weird it was to tell people I was from Florida till I moved. We got a reputation, y'all. It's bad. You know what I'm saying? Because we're a weird place. Like, let's be honest. Florida's like the Kanye of the 50 states. Like, let's be honest, you know? It's like when I was young, I loved it. But the older I get, the more I'm like, I mean, I don't know if I could defend everything it's doing. You feel where I'm coming from? Florida and Kanye just have so many similarities when it comes to, like, how hard they are to root for. Does that make sense? It's like, yeah, they're both creative. They both love women with big booties. But they both tried to make the Confederate flag cool. It's like, I don't know. Mistakes were made. It's a tough thing to defend. That's all I'm getting at. I still get defensive for Florida. When I'm on the road, I actually do. I get defensive all the time. I just don't like it when people try to make it sound like all the crazy shit in the country only happens here. I'm like, get the fuck out of here with that. Let's stop acting like you haven't been in your hometown and you're walking down the street and you saw some dude that made you go, oh, Jesus Christ, avoid that fucking guy. Oh, my God. Was his dick sticking out his back pocket? Jesus, you saw that, right? It's just crazy to me. And then people try to cite Florida man stories as if that's the end-all, be-all. Get the fuck out of here. They're like, well, what about Florida man? I hate that they say it as if all the other people in Florida aren't reading it thinking the exact same shit as them. It's like, well, what about Florida man? It's like, what about that nigga? He's crazy. What about Florida man? He's out of his mind. I agree with you. It's so weird that they bring that up. You know what I mean? Because I just, oh, what's the easiest way to explain this? It's just, with Florida man stories, they don't make sense to me because they make it sound like, what do they think we're thinking as we read it? Like, we're not relating. Like, none of us are reading the Florida man story, all these crimes, and going, nice, he finally did it. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Dude, follow your dreams, baby. Jerry always said he wanted to throw an alligator through a drive-through window. And they told him he couldn't do it, but he persevered. So ridiculous, man. And then you'll hear people say, like, these dumb arguments. They'll be like, well, if our states are so crazy, why don't we hear as much about us? I asked the prosecutor. I'll tell you why. Did you know that everything that goes to court in this country is public record? Anything that goes to court, you can look it up if you know how. But, and this is what I didn't know, every state uses a different site. And it just so happens, according to this prosecutor, Florida has one of the easiest sites to search public records for, even if you have no experience looking up public records. So, you could do like a keyword search. You could go, meth, eat, face. A case in Florida is gonna show up. But you could do that exact same search in another state. The case exists and it doesn't show up unless you know how to pry deeper to make it come out. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. The other states aren't less crazy. They're just better at keeping secrets. That's all it is. They're Bruce Jenner. We're Caitlyn. That's it. That's literally all we're talking about here. And I just don't like when they try to make it sound like it's only here. Have you read your news? I have. I've checked your sites and you've got some shit going down. Have you seen this guy in Colorado who he tricked out his bulldozer into a tank and he drove it through the houses and the businesses of everyone he thought wouldn't support his muffler store? You want to talk about Colorado, man? You see this guy in Massachusetts literally living in the walls of somebody else's house, would only come out at night to pretend to be the ghost of the dead mother of the two little girls that live there. We don't want to shout out, like, Massachusetts guy. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying if you're from another state, you're a bad person, but stop acting like it only happens in Florida. People are fucking dogs where you live too. That's a weird point to rally a crowd around, you know? Oh my God, dude. It does feel good to be back, man. Crazy people are everywhere, though. Be real. They don't hide behind the state lines. They're like, no, we're everywhere. You see the story about this cop in St. Louis? Cop in St. Louis sued his own precinct because his boss told him, on the clock, by the way, tone down your gayness. That is a direct quote. Tone down your gayness, his boss said to him with an HR department. Are you out of your fucking mind? But that was a direct quote. That's what he told him. So this cop sues the department. He wins the case, as he should, by the way. You know how much he was awarded? $19 million. You hear what I just heard? I can tell you what I just heard. I have not been acting gay enough at my work. $19 million, you said? I will do some almost gay things. For $19 million. If I was a cop, you wouldn't even have to ask. I'll put rhinestones on my handcuffs. I don't give a shit. I'll do whatever I gotta do. I'll start macing everybody with Bath and Body Works. What's the thing? What do I gotta do? Everybody I bring to the precinct smells like apricot. I don't care. I'll get your Miranda rights wrong. I'll be like, you got the right to remain steamy. It's $19 million. You're not gonna do whatever it takes. I'll chase the siren of my cop car to an Ariana Grande song. I don't give a damn. You saw me chasing you down the street. You just hear bang, bang, hands on the roof. Like, I don't give a fuck. What are we talking about? It's $19 million. I'll spit on my nightstick before I use it. I'll be like, what seems to be the problem here? I'm just saying, that's a lot of money. I'm not gay or a cop. I want to be both of those things. Crazy people are everywhere. That's the only point I'm trying to make here. I don't like how people try to make Florida sound. Like, I live in LA now. I've been there for 5 years. The number one question I get asked when I tell people I'm from Florida, they go, oh, you're from one of the messed up schools where the teachers are fucking the students? I'm like, whoa! What? Fucking the students? I mean, yeah. Twice. And they're like, that's funny to you? And I go, it depends on the situation. And they're like, when's a teacher sleeping with a student ever funny? And I'm like, seventh grade. Seventh grade, it's real funny, man. I'll tell you a real story. You can look it up on our site. When I was in seventh grade, we had a female teacher who slept with a male student. That's true. Class she taught, hardest math class we offered in the program. Student she slept with, smartest kid in the class. When the rest of us students found out what she did, none of us were like, how could she do this? We were all like, fuck, we should have studied harder. Oh, you're telling me that's what was at stake the whole time? Understand the point I'm trying to make here. I'm not saying teachers should be sleeping with students. I'm saying I've never been more motivated to learn. You feel? Bro, she's giving out fellatio for ratios. You think I'm not gonna learn this material? Bro, I was studying for that class like I was an 8 Mile. I'm like, you only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to, bruh. You think I know Pythagorean theorem because I care what the hypotenuse of a right triangle is? You better grow up. I was trying to lay teenage pipe. Can I say some wild shit? Hear me out for a second. Look, I'm just saying, if we were more open-minded, we might have more kids that were caring about their education. You know what I mean? But we're not willing to do what it takes. Like, hear me out. If you fail a class, of course, you get summer school. But if you ace a class, come on. Hummer school, what do you think? Like, be real with me. Fellas, you're not intrigued? Ladies, I know this doesn't work for y'all. I haven't thought of something yet. But fellas, you're not intrigued? A little bit? Like, if a blowjob was waiting for you at the end of it, you wouldn't have paid a little more attention in geometry? Like, that's all I'm getting at here. You could turn the whole game, man. Now nerds are cool. I love the dynamic there. Nerds are cool now. Imagine you're walking down through the hallways. You got Poindexter glasses on, pocket protector, fucking calculator watch. All the jocks are staring at you like, damn, Sheldon be getting all the blowjobs, man. It's crazy, though. I keep trying to learn algebra, but my dad keeps making me practice quarterback, the fucking dork. Right? This is just so cool to take in. It just is. I just want to live in it a little bit, you know? I read an article a while back. Always stuck with me. This company did a study where they said only 30% of people in this country actually get to do their dream job. Did you know that? Only 30% of people in this entire country get to do their dream job. When I think about that and I see that y'all came out, I'm just grateful y'all came to support my backup plan, y'all, because that's just... This was not my dream job. Don't get me wrong, my career is going great. I'm happy, but this ain't what I dream. Get the fuck out of here. I never dreamed of telling people how gay I'd get for $19 million. Get out of here. Wasn't a kid just staring at the stars. One day, they're going to know the price. But I was going to the NBA, man. Yeah. The NBA, they had other thoughts. I still remember when I fell in love with basketball. I remember the day I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm 5 years old, right? I'm five. Never heard of basketball. No one had ever introduced me to it. I get taken to a game. We get to sit close. I mean close. Like close enough to like, you get to see the game that you don't get to see on TV. You know what I'm saying? I still remember this as clear as day, right? I saw player A foul player B hard. And then I saw a ref call a foul on player A. And then I saw player A turn to the ref and go, "Ah, suck my dick." And I was like, what game is this? What is this? I'm 5 years old, my mind's blown. I'm like, you can do that? I remember I look at the guy sitting next to me. I go like, he just said the thing. Is he not going to get in trouble for that? And the guy next to me goes, nah, he's going to be fine. I'm like, what game is this? I want to do this when I grow up. What is this? The NBA might be the wildest workplace in America. We don't even talk about it. Think about what you've seen them get to do. Cross-reference it with your job. Tell me they're equals. Get the fuck out of here. I just saw a guy tell a coworker, suck my dick, and everybody who saw it went, you know how he is. What? What a free workplace. And I'm just saying, like, there's something to it. Like, the NBA is just a place where you could just sort of get away with almost anything. And I'm not saying it's, like, always got to be bad. You could just sort of do anything. It's got a place there. When I was growing up, there was a player named Jason Terry, right? His nickname was the Jet. And anytime Jason Terry hit a three-pointer, you know how he'd celebrate? He'd spread his arms like they were the wings on a plane, and he would just run back down court as if he had flown away. He did that for 19 years. I need you to prop 19 years of a guy running through the office. Nobody stopped him. Not once. Nobody was like, Jason, where the fuck are you flying? Nigga, get back on defense. We're still playing. Not once for 2 decades. God, I want to do that so bad. I just love the idea of that. He got to do that for fucking 19 years. Oh, oh. It's all I've ever wanted to do. You can't do that shit in comedy. I couldn't drop a punchline and be like, later. I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? It's all I ever dream of doing. I just want to tell somebody to suck my dick and fly away. That's all I've ever wanted. I want it for everybody. I tried. Dude, I tried to get to the league, man. I tried so hard. I really thought I was going to the NBA. Closest I got was a white girlfriend. I wasn't really... I remember the scouts were like, that's a good start. Now next, we want you to stop this guy from scoring. I'm like, I mean, I'll try, but I'm better at the first thing.